What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State here in Manhattan, Kansas. Real quick, staying on the men's basketball side here, folks. Just two things real quick. One, on a schedule side, men's basketball, head coach Jerome Tang obviously completed his first full season, leading us all the way to the Elite Eight. Looking forward to the 2023-24 season, the non-con, December 2nd. The latest opponent in the non-con, that belongs to North Alabama. Again, I don't know. who's home and away, but that is the opponent as of right now, as I'm talking to you on the night of May 2nd, 2023 here in Manhattan, Kansas, obviously. So looking way far in a few months in the distance, that's where K-State's playing on December 2nd. Again, North Alabama, interesting, is on the dock for K-State men's basketball. And I want to flip it to the other side of recruiting real quick on basketball, staying right there. K-State looking to snap here Pat Ngamba. I think I nailed that. Who they're looking to recently. I've been reading some recent reports on that. Here, let's see if they're going to let me. And also, Jeremiah Green, I think, also visited K-State recently as well. So let me see if I can, if they're going to let me pull anything on that. I know recent offers looked like it was Virginia Tech, Providence, and Syracuse also that Ngamba has on the list there as well. So K-State is looking, again, inside the transfer portal there to see who they're going to next get. Obviously, you have your newcomers in the recruiting class led by R.J. Jones. You have Dada Ames and McCaleb Rich. And you recently added, David Castillo most recently, which is, that's a 2024 get there for the K-State as well. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention here for you guys, K-State Nation. Pat Ngamba is one of the candidates here for K-State. You know, the staff, they're as good at what they do. So we'll find out. Actually, here, let's see. Let's dig a little deeper into that. Probably not, but it's worth Syracuse, Providence, Virginia, Notre Dame. I'm talking about Pat Ngamba here in the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Kansas State looking to get him. Let's see here, 12 points a game. That's an 86. He almost, damn, 86 field goal percentage, 83% from the charity stripe. Averaging almost 6 rebounds a game, and he's playing. He played 17 minutes per game there as well. This was all the way back in October, and I've been seeing this on my K-State Twitter, been reading about it as well. So interesting enough, so K-State has their eyes on him. Let's see. He's also, says he was with Nike recently there as well. So. But absolutely, this is more than likely could be a 2024 possibility if K-State can land him as well. So definitely some two things to keep your eyes on. Obviously, one is a lock. That is North Alabama, December 2nd. That's towards the end of the year for the second year of K-State men's basketball schedule. And, of course, Pat Ngamba on the radar for K-State men's coaching staff here as they look to continue to build on what was a tremendous successful season. Really, who would have thought it that this team would get to the Elite Eight and with an opportunity to get back to get into the Final Four? So that's what we're all looking at here for K-State men's basketball for the time being there. So I want you to relay you guys, K-State Nation, what's been going on, at least from there. And of course, congratulations to Julius Brents, Josh Hayes, Deuce Vaughn, and of course Felix Nduke Uzomah for getting drafted last weekend. So there's going to be an episode of that if I can't if we can't get this our recent possibility of a special guest locked down. I know we've had a voice confirmation, but scheduling has been a little bit of pain right now. So hopefully, when we go on pre-record, we will know what's going on there. But regardless, me, myself, Alex A. and the co-host, we will be talking about it here in the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Here's your first time listening to the show. Appreciate you for downloads and giving us a listen. The next thing you love to do, if you love what you're hearing and you want to stay in tune to what's going on, all things K-State, not just football, men's basketball. Well, this is men's basketball, but we do more than just these two sports. This podcast for you. Make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast for more and get your questions and K-State fans to us via Twitter at Eddie_EG3 and at my co-host Alex Aiden at AFACHTEN for your questions. We're having our DMs open until May 15th. And hopefully by then, we'll have at least a couple of questions to talk about. But regardless, though, we want to hear from you guys, the listeners. You guys are the reason why we continue to put on K-State content almost daily. So if you're every day or this podcast, we appreciate you. And feel free to leave us a question in there. We will love to answer it. We love to do an inaugural monthly, once a month, questions podcast on this podcast. So we would love to do that. So the questions that come in, the better chance we have of doing it. So that's it as well. All right. The men's basketball edition has wrapped up here. We will stay tuned for if anything changes on that, or at least on the Pat Nagamba front on that. So we'll stay locked in on that. I know K-State insiders have more information than we do on here, like a Derek Young, Kelis Robinette, and so forth there as well. That's going to wrap it up on this daily edition here in the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you here continuing on with the week.